Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my friend, Dalton. We are on the final issue of the Six Gun story arc. If you'd like to check out our previous coverage, go ahead and check out our last five episodes. And so we start out this issue, ultimately taking place shortly after the end of the last issue, where the undead army has broken through the walls of the mall and is basically attacking everybody there. It does not go well for a lot of the people, obviously because they're undead and they will come back easily. There is one that's about ready to attack Becky, but she's able to shoot him and grabs a sword that he did have along with her gun, so she becomes pretty badass. She does have another vision, though, and this is a vision of a possible future. We do see a bunch of flying creatures destroying whatever town that is, with the general standing on the hill, holding his gun and a sword and, like, laughing maniacally. Mm-hmm. And Becky's like, all right, we cannot let him open that seal. Like, that means the end of the world. So she starts to go look for Drake, get Drake and Bill John. And Drake is now, you know, shooting up, using Silas's gun to get his own Mud Army to come about. And Bill John's like, well, what, you know that a stiff wind would blow these guys apart. What makes you think that this is going to work? And Sinclair's like, well, before they were fighting, when Silas had them, they were fighting with the general, you know, the guy that killed them. Mm-hmm. So they were fighting, using up a lot of their power to fight against that, even though they couldn't. Now they're fighting against the general. I think they're going to hold on a little bit longer. So, which is pretty awesome, if you think about it. Like, mm-hmm. And he's right. Like, it's the old scenario of the slavers rise up and take on their oppressors. Well, yeah, they're going to have more ability to do that because of all the hatred they have in them.
Yeah, they didn't really want to fight with the general, but yep. Now they're fighting against the general. They're reinvigorated.
Yes, exactly. We get the hooded guy. His name is Ben. I like how we find that out in the last issue. The issue that he literally dies in because Sinclair grabs his wrist that Ben had the gun in. And Ben's the one that, if you guys remember, he's got the plague gun. Mm-hmm. He basically twists Ben's hand to have the gun point underneath his chin, and then forces Ben to shoot himself. So now he's dead, gun is free, and now Drake has got three guns in his name. So, which is damn, that's powerful already. We then see Mrs. Hume coming to attack Becky, but Becky is able to stop for a hot second. She even, what I like about this is Mrs. Hume keeps saying that as long as I have this gun in my hand, you can't kill me. So Becky takes a sword that she had and chops off the hand that Mrs. Hume had with the gun in it. And we then see her get immediately old. However, we also see the hand that is still holding the gun reform Mrs. Hume from that hand. Like I thought Wolverine had some wicked power reforming from a lost limb, but this was like instantaneous how quickly it happened. So now we have two Mrs. Humes here, one old, one young. And then the young one just, you know, has nothing to do with the old bag. So she shoots her, kills her. And Becky's just like, okay, well, I'm going to start killing you because you killed my dad. So she starts firing, and it's basically a chase. Miss Hume's running away. The new Mrs. Hume is running away. Becky's kind of giving chase. The Pinkertons do show up and basically whisk Mrs. Hume away, giving some covering fire. It's all out war, of course.
Yeah.
Bloodthirsty Bill comes upon Bill John, and they have a little tiff against each other. Bill is saying, like, you know, I thought you weren't a coward, Bill John. I thought you weren't going to run away anymore. And Bill John's like, yeah, I'm not really running. I need to find your soft spot. And he says that as he's standing behind a cannon aimed right at Bloodthirsty Bill and fires away. They both fire. Bill John gets hit, obviously, and he's, you know, shot by a cannon himself with the gun that Bill had. So he's dying. Sinclair is able to find him. Bill is dead. Like, the gun is laying on the ground. Because I'm going to assume if you get shot by a cannon, I don't care if you have metal pecs, you get shot by a cannon, like, 2 feet away, you're going to fucking die.
Yeah, it's going to do some damage.
Just a little bit. So Bill John tells Sinclair to go grab the gun before somebody else does. And then he tells Sinclair that, you know, I want you to save me. And Drake's like, I'm not, you know, I'm no Sawbones. And Bill John's like, that's not what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even though I'm going to die, I don't want to just, you know, be around, do nothing. Like, I need you to do, you know what you got to do. So we hear a gunshot. Becky's like, Bill John, kind of like in sorrow. We know what's going to happen. He fires him. He shoots him with the Silas's gun to basically keep his soul to help later on. Another thing I saw with the general here, like, we saw that he raises dead and he's got his sword and it almost looks like he is controlling, like, lightning, which is very interesting. Like, I find that kind of cool because you see that lightning bolt or wherever it is just mm-hmm. surging through a bunch of people.
Yeah, it's like he's using these chains that are wrapped around him.
Everything's a weapon in his hands, mm-hmm. which is pretty cool. And he's making his way to the vault as best he can, attacking everybody, killing everybody. He's asking where all of his lieutenants are, because he has no idea that the two of them are dead and that Missy is running away. And she purposely, she said while the Pinkertons got her, like, this is basically turning south for us. I want to make sure that my husband's, how'd she say it? I want to make sure that my husband's interests are looked after. So she saw the writing on the wall. She saw that this was going to end badly for them. So she wanted to make sure that she still had plans to get him back when he fails. Becky is now facing off against the general with his gun. It doesn't go well. Like, the general's with all these chains is able to, like, snap the gun out of her hands and captures her and drags her in there. While Sinclair pops up, he does grab the general's gun and we see he's burning, holding it. And it's almost guaranteed that him holding it is hurting him. But he also knows that if he shoots the general with his own gun, it's going to do a lot more damage than if he shot him with probably one of the other guns. And he basically says that. He does end up firing and hits one of the chains, which kind of loosens the grip on Becky, but not enough because she still is tied up to the chains.
Mm-hmm.
And so Sinclair is lining up another shot, but before he can actually fire, we see a mud version of Bill John come up behind the general and basically grab him, headlock him. And that's when Sinclair fires, shoots the general in the head, which was enough to kind of weaken his power. I guess with the curse that's on him, the chains after he gets shot, wrap him back up again, drag him back into his coffin, and then chain the coffin itself closed. And at that point, the zombie army stops. Drake is in the, you can see he's in a ton of pain. One, probably from holding the gun that was probably draining his soul. And two, he, you know, he had to shoot his friend. The one of the few guys that actually stood by him for the last couple years. And at the same time as that's happening, the mall itself is falling apart. The vault, everything comes crashing in on itself again to hide the vault again. And Drake, well, Becky basically ends up dragging Drake out of the mall. And we get, we do get an epilogue. We see Gordon Becky at this bar, in this saloon. We also see Drake over at a card table, you know, just playing cards, because why not? Gord does mention that, you know, Drake was penniless when we left the mall. That's why he was looking for the general's treasure. How did he afford to put us up in this swanky hotel? Or saloon, really. And Becky's like, I'm not sure. He says something about selling a map to that trickster tree, referring to the gallows tree. So we could tell that map must have... I mean, that is definitely is a pricey map for what it can do.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, I don't know, if I had a map like that, that'd be kind of be interesting.
It's not something you want to give and put into the wrong hands.
Correct. So then we've got Drake walking Becky up to the room because it's a late night. Becky says that she, you know, she has another vision, and we have a vision of Missy having building the army back. We also see a couple of other stronger individuals. One, we've got a couple guys who look like they've got fur pelts on. One looks like a wolf, one looks like a deer, another one a bear. So we can assume they're like mystics. And we also see a couple other guys, like a cowboy with a gun, very shifty eyes. We see some snakes, a panther, and what looks to be like this bald guy with this very sinister mustache. Those are always fun.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Becky's kind of concerned, like there's a lot of forces after us. And Sinclair's like, there always is, and there always will be. He says, as long as we've got that gun of yours, though, we'll see the trouble coming. And Becky's like, and if we don't, considering that the general didn't see his own demise coming. Although, and we skipped over this earlier on, but Sinclair was the one that gave Paul, her dad,
mm-hmm.
he was the one that let them come into and get the general. Right. He was the traitor. So that's why the general couldn't see it. Because somebody that I don't want to say traitor, because he was already gone from that point, but he knew enough of the general's,
I guess, general's plans.
There we go.
You know, layout.
Yeah, the layout to help get in there. So and she's concerned, which, you know, I don't blame her one bit. And Sinclair's like, you know, all we can do is expect it, whether we see her or not. When it comes, and we both know it will. We'll be waiting. And we've got the mud army or mud ghost of Bill John standing in a cemetery with his two trusty pistols, shotgun pistols. And that's how we end this issue and this story arc. I really like it. Like I said earlier on, this is one that I've been wanting to do for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
This helped me because I want to actually finish reading this. It may be maybe a bit before we get to all of them, but this was really, really fun.
Yeah.
What'd you think?
Yeah, it was super interesting. It's not one that I was familiar with before, but mm-hmm. It was pretty good to read. It was a good read. It was easy to read, and it was pretty interesting. Yeah. So,
you excited for to continue on to read some more?
Yeah, I would love to.
Good.
I'd love to.
Good. I'll make sure to have you on for the other ones then.
Absolutely.
All right, Dalton. Hey, man. Thanks for coming on here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Of course.
It was a good time.
Definitely have you on here again. And that's where we're going to sign off. Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with a brand new story arc.